previously on the COVID house.
And as far as outsiders trying to shut us down, I'm not worried about that. As long as the benefactor keeps supplying us with the funds, we will keep doing what we're doing.
We just decided to make our own plans to get things back to the way things were, and that's why we're here.
This is going to be over soon, right?
When the world was isolated, we found each other in this estate.
Who makes the decisions around here? What makes Jacob, the kid who sits in front of me, better than my friend Cameron back home? Doesn't make any sense. Hey, do you ever hear the hum at night? At night, if you listen when it's quiet, or... well, let's be honest, there's not a lot of quiet time. There's a hum to this place.
You've been suspicious and asking questions all over the place and acting like we're hiding something, but we're not.
Just go ahead and set up a place where you're protected. You put everyone in a controlled environment. It's kumbaya, we're all together. Yeah, people are nice here, but it's not the world we live in.
The next attack is going to start with messages like that. All as a precursor to something larger that we're not even prepared for.
Oh, we're not going to hurt you. It's okay.
I want to see my dad one more time, because then I could know what really happened. And for the first time in my life, I know what's happening. I know who's telling the truth.
This kid may be more trouble than he's worth. Karen, we have the kid.
Good. Then bring him to the lab. It's about time that all of his questions are answered.
Am I just changed? It's not because of me, is it? It's gotta be because of the world. It's got to. I mean, if coronavirus wasn't a thing, I wouldn't be like this, would I?
And now, season two.
Computer, update on compound 21223.
Compound 21223. Location, Washington State. Oversight, Karen Eng. Status, missing. Generator, Max N. Tiz. Status, terminated.
Who owns the compound key?
Subject 127, Ben Labby. Status, healthy and distraught. Father, Barry Labby. Status, indisposed. Mother, Victoria Labby. Status, experiencing mental exhaustion.
Computer, find a way to keep that child at the compound. Do not let him leave. The keys might be in jeopardy.
Affirmative. Standard wellness exam, Thursday, June 10th, 2021, 3 o'clock p.m. Name and age.
Ben Labby, age 12.
How did you get here?
Taken by your people.
Mental status?
Man, you already know these answers. This whole place has been doing this for months.
Mental status?
Stable.
Learning progress?
Well, with a different teacher every day these past few months, it's not as productive. Are we done now?
Please log compound experience.
Gotta be kidding me.
Log compound experience, then exit out the left door.
It's June of 2021, and I'm still in the COVID house, which is now like a prison ward. Outside of these walls, people are worried. Some people are talking about how life is going to get back to normal soon. I don't see how that's possible. A lot of people have seen the spread of a new strain of COVID and are more tense than ever. A lot of the world is afraid of the vaccine. They don't have to worry. It's not like they can get it anyway. You know, sometimes it gives me nightmares. Just to think of all the frozen bodies that were hidden beneath this complex. I mean, to think for months. I was walking over the dying wife of a security guard and the misfortune placed on others. I tried making friends. Because that's too much to ask, especially when it seems as though everything that happened was swept under the rug. And as the other people say, it was deemed as a failed test for safety. You know, a few months back, just gave up. I truly think that's why the people who run this place stopped giving me such a hard time. You know, this place wouldn't be that bad if I didn't see what I saw. I mean, you try seeing this place the same. Everywhere I go, I hear the buzz. Everywhere I look, I see the bodies. Everywhere I breathe, I feel the fire. And even when it's all over, there are more freezers than ever. But this time, they're using it for a different reason. But in time, I have been trying to find a life here because I've come to the realization I'm not getting out of here anytime soon. So I've been reaching for every handhold I can grasp. And you know what? I've been spending every week here with Holly, who happens to be one of the women who kidnapped me. The funny thing is, after all this time, she's the only one I can talk to. For some reason, it's a whole lot easier making friends through tragedy. Now, granted, Holly says she's sorry. She also says that she's done a lot to keep Karen off my case, which is better for Karen, because I made a promise that if I ever saw her again, she'll end up like Max. Now, I haven't seen Karen in over 6 months, so I haven't been able to fulfill that promise. Apparently, lots of people haven't seen her. But somehow, in all that time that I've been here, Holly has slowly but surely chipped and whittled away at my depression. She has this ability to connect with people, no matter what age, break through the ice, and help you.
Whew, Ben, you're getting better.
Maybe one day I'll beat you. Speaking of which, how come you never let me win?
Please, I'm too competitive for that. Now, I will admit, I let up on my serve a little bit, but one day pretty soon, you might be the one beating me.
Okay, but you best believe the day I beat you, you will never hear the end of it.
Well, if that's the case, then I definitely won't take it easy on you.
I'm glad we get to do this every day, though. Playing tennis in the COVID house is like the only thing that's any fun.
You call it the COVID house?
Isn't that what everyone calls it? What's your name for it?
I don't know. I guess I don't have a name for it.
Well, we have been here for a while, so we might as well just call it home at this point.
Has it really been that long? I guess my contract should be up pretty soon.
What? You're telling me you're tired of hiding away from the world?
I'm not hiding. I'm working. All of this is just a job.
Job? What's the business model? Living off the grid and collecting firewood? Is that what a board meeting's like?
Okay, I'll give it to you. That was a good one. But if you're being serious, you know we can't discuss that.
Okay, well, since you're making all this money, when do I get an allowance?
You get your allowance when you start beating me in tennis.
Well, get your PayPal ready, because tomorrow you're going down.
When I was in college, I never imagined I'd be in this situation. Living in a place where my main purpose is to monitor the progress of a 12-year-old, sometimes I forget that he's only 12. The things that he's seen should never be endured by anyone. I haven't had kids, but if I do, I'd want them to have his perseverance and ability to see people for who they are. I think back to the time before COVID, when you could take your days for granted. Back then, my dreams were fuller and my horizons were bigger. If we're being honest with each other, all I ever wanted was to be a journalist who tells the truth. But what I've learned over the past year is there is no truth, just those who you choose to believe.
Hey, yeah. Hey kid.
Yeah?
Can I see your notes? I'm new to the school and don't want my first impression to be, well, failing a quiz.
Sure thing, but don't expect them to be great. The name's Ben, by the way. What's yours?
It's Casey. Thanks again.
Okay, class. I hope you're ready for your history quiz. Get your pencils ready. And remember, you can use your notes.
Hey, Ben. Your notes just about to save my grade. Thank you.
No problem. I'm just going to assume that based on the fact you don't have notes, you've never been in a school system like this before. It is super important to have notes.
Yeah, still getting used to it. Mom said this is what they do in other countries. Year-round school sounds awful.
I mean, it's not that bad. You get breaks all the time. Plus, this place has the best food for lunch out of any school. Or at least, it's better than what the other schools do, which is sell cardboard and pass it off as food.
Yeah, I'd say I'm glad to be here because of all of that, but that would be a lie. I guess you've been here for a while?
For a while is an understatement. I've been here since the beginning.
Sounds boring.
I mean, yeah, but I guess as far as every day goes, it's mostly the same doomsday shelter kind of vibe. It's not the best, but it does have its charm.
You sound like you like it here.
Whoa, okay. You spend 365 days here, then come back to me and tell me how you feel about this place. Some point, you just gotta adapt. Every other kid does that.
Well, in my humble opinion, I hate it. Mom didn't care about what I thought when moving here. As far as I'm concerned, I'm here against my will.
Well, yeah. Welcome to the club of every other kid here. Like I said, you just gotta adapt.
That's not my style. This place isn't right for me. I don't know how you do this. No social media, no phone, no escape from the world crumbling around you.
Well, you're gonna have to change your style pretty fast because you have to make friends and have physical fun since this is what every day is gonna be like.
Very funny. But I'm not gonna settle in just because some kid tells me to. I'll be out of here in a matter of weeks.
Been there, tried that. You just can't do it. I mean, your best bet is just to wait until you can walk out of the doors with everybody else. And hey, you don't know. By the time we leave, the world might be the best we've ever seen it.
Well, according to almost everybody, the best we've seen it was normal. And the last time we had normal, we didn't appreciate it that much. Because nobody liked normal. We all wanted an eventful life. The only reason people love normal is because they see it through the eyes of the past year.
Okay, that's deep. I'm gonna give you a piece of advice. Keep that spirit, because this place will change you.
Duly noted. Anyway, nice to meet you. I gotta head home.
Hey, good for you. Calling it home already.
I'm still here.
Ben, don't forget.
I'm still here.
Remember everything, Ben.
I'm still here.
This is so important.
I'm still here.
You have to stop what's happening.
I'm still here.